It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
That was Money in the Bank from John Anderson. That leads me right around. What an opening and what an on-ramp to the Wheeler Dealer going on over at KBMWnews.com. Go check that out. Got a lot of great items from Econo Foods, from WAP Deli, and yes, Cenk Bazoo memberships. Go over there and get bidding on that. It all wraps up Saturday at noon with our huge network-wide radiothon that I get to be a part of and I love. But enough of that. Enough of my salesmanship. I got to turn it over to our favorite historian, Jana Gagelin, in for our Thursday chat. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And we're back to the crime spree today.
Well, we are. Yeah. Before we get to crime, I just have to mention that this is National Library Week.
It is.
And today, I think from 1 to 4, they're having bars and cookies and things at an open house at the library.
Leech Library.
Yeah. It's my second home.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Wahpeton Landmark over there. I love that place.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're celebrating in some way. And then the museum is also open. It opened on Tuesday, but it's open today from 1 to 4. And they really don't have any new exhibits, but they have some new lighting, which I think was great. Open up a little bit, and so we can see those exhibits a little bit more. The basement level still is in need of the flooring is done. They just need to put some of the exhibits back.
Okay,
so they're still working on.
Still making progress on those renovations.
And then of course the zoo opening.
Yes.
So I mean,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There
you
really
can tell
is.
It's spring
mm-hmm.
on the verge of summer.
So. I loved hearing the thunder this morning. Yeah. Just one thunderclap, and I'm going, oh, that is so nice to
hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's those things we hear out in North Dakota, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been digging around. What have you come up with? We're going back 100 years,
yeah,
folks,
we are.
By the way.
Yeah, we're back in 1926, and I picked this story because it has names.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the other ones, you know, it's like, well, this was broken into and that was broken into. And then the last line, as I have said so many times, is the police officers have no clue. So this one was swift. It was done. It was over in probably a week's time, which is, there was no one to fight that this didn't happen.
Well, I'm glad they got names, too.
Yes,
because
they do.
You're hard to rankle, but I know that kind of irritates you. It's like, yes. Geez, just give me names.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I like names.
What's
okay.
going on?
So we have Jack Noxel, Noxel, Edward the Kid Moore, and Soren Westerby. And they decided that they were going to rob the Stratford Billiard Parlor, which was in the basement of the Stratford Hotel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had their little jobs. So Jack was the lookout. He was standing at the corner, so in case the police came or on their way, he could alert his two buddies who were doing the robbing. And Westerby had a revolver, a gun that, you know, was for protection, and Kid was just a helper. And he was a kid. He was only like 19. So anyway, they set about to do this robbery, and the police got word of it almost right away. So Jack didn't stick around. He took off. He ran back over to Wahpeton where he was renting a room. And he grabbed his bag and kept going. In the meantime, Kid was captured. I don't even think he got out of the building. He was captured.
And didn't have much to do with it, but, you know, wrong place, wrong time, wrong crowd.
And then Soren Westerby was actually shot and killed. So he probably drew his gun and tried to shoot his way out. I don't know. Kind of a.
And this was at the Stratford in their billiard room, which was downstairs. I did not know they had one over there. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, like I said, Kid Moore was captured. Westerby was shot. And Noxel he hooked a ride to Kindred. And he started working for a farmer, like, that very day. and then the news kept coming on the radio that there was this robbery attempt at the Stratford Hotel billiard parlor. And he got really nervous when he heard about it. And the farmer was kind of like, maybe there's something more going on to this. So he turns.
Well, the farmer didn't know, right? Okay.
No, he just hired him because he needed help. So he then phoned the police, and they came out, and they arrested Jack Noxel for the crime as well. And, of course, he's like, no, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. But Anyway, they took him in, and he was a guy who lived in the tramp jungles that we had around here along the river, you know. So they knew who he was. It wasn't like he was a complete stranger, but they did not have him in the past as being part of any crimes. He said that Westerby was the brains.
He orchestrated it.
Yep. Yeah. It was, and then the article says that Moore demonstrated that he is mentally subnormal.
Hmm.
Yeah. So he was just going with the crowd, I think.
Ed the Kid Moore.
Ed the Kid Moore. It's probably the
See, only... He's a keyboard player in my band,
oh, really?
Ed Moore.
Yeah.
But we never referred to him as a kid, and I never knew he committed any crime, so who knows?
Well, yeah.
This all stacks up now. It all makes sense.
So justice was swift. They had two reliable witnesses, and those reliable witnesses pointed out to Jack Knoxville and Kid Moore and said, yeah, they're the ones that they were talking about robbing this. And so they, within a week's time, they tried to rob it. Knoxville went to work for a farmer and got turned in by the farmer. They went before a judge, and the judge had two reliable witnesses, so he said, well, you're guilty. And so off they went to the state pen in Stillwater. And they were sentenced to 1 to 10 years, depending upon their behavior or whatever. But they ended up working the night shift in the twine plant at Stillwater.
Megan Twine,
yeah.
You can't script this, Jen, seriously.
And Kid Moore said, I realize that I don't know much, but I'm going to study in prison if I have a chance. And when I get out, I'm going straight.
Okay.
And he was 19, so yeah, I think.
Had a future,
probably,
yeah.
Yeah, he probably had a chance. The Jack Knoxville was 22. They're both from Canada, and, you know. And Westerby was from around Ortonville, Minnesota.
Down south, okay.
Yeah, but he hadn't been home in 17 years. So after he was shot, they probably looked at his, you know, identification and sent him then to his family in Ortonville. They had not heard from him in 3 years, but he hadn't been home in 17. So he probably had more of a life of crime.
More stuff going on, yeah.
And maybe he was the brains behind the whole thing. I'm not sure.
It's easy to say when the guy's dead.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, yeah, it was the brains. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So anyway, that's my story.
I love it. The crime stories are just, and again, Janet, it's the way you tell it.
Well.
You know, you're a classic storyteller.
I like names, you know, because then you can look for what might have happened later in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of make some connection. I did not find anything about Kid or Jack.
Or what happened after life in prison, yeah.
Well, no. I have one that I'm working on. I'm like, whoa, he was well known in this county of
okay.
Richland.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's a lot of crime.
Is that coming up next week?
It could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you keep digging around. I know how much you love to do that. Now, big goings on at the library. You mentioned that today. Are you going to be a part of any of the festivities over there?
Oh, I'm sure I'll make an appearance.
Yeah.
Eat a cookie or two, but that, you know.
So like you say, that's become your second home now that you're doing all this research.
Right. I keep asking for an office, but they turned me down.
So. Janet, always great to have you in
Good
here.
To be here.
And look forward to the chat next week. It's 8:19 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Zoe, a personal stylist at Macy's Herald Square, and I live for our friends and family sale because I can say yes to the brands my customers have been eyeing, like BCBG, 30% off, Kendra Scott, 30% off, Steve Madden, Levi's, yep, 30 off. And yes, there's 15 off Macy's Beauty and Fragrance, too. Yes, you can also sign up for Star Rewards and earn faster at Macy's Friends and Family today. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the highlight of my morning.